Okay, today is October 1, 2019, and we are in Lakeview, Michigan, having an interview with Caesar Colombone. It's a rainy Tuesday, right? First day of October. We're going to discuss Pastelillos, the very important topic of Pastelillos. So, who would make the Pastelillos when you were growing up?
My father.
Your dad made the Pastelillos?
Yeah.
Your sisters didn't do that, or your mom?
No.
Was that rare for a dad or a man to be making the food?
Well, my father was a candy maker for a while at the store of the sugar mill. Mm-hmm. All sugar mills had a store. Mm-hmm. And I would lend money to the people that cut the sugar cane by letting them buy stuff on credit. Mm-hmm. And my father used to make bread and candies, cakes for the sugar cutters.
Was that like a treat for them, like to kind of reward them for their hard work? He would make them something to eat or snack on? Or
yeah, to take to the family.
Oh, okay.
On payday, especially.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So he made all of it, like the dough and the filling and everything?
Yeah.
Wow. And so would he do that at home and then bring it to the...
No.
Oh, okay.
They had big, like cement mixers that they would blend the flour with the sugar and so forth. And then they would bake it. I still remember the motors that they had because they were water cooled. Mm-hmm. So the top of the motor was full of like a water little reservoir. Mm-hmm. And that cooled the motor.
And what did he do, all the traditional things in the way you would make Pastelillos with the the dough and like the filling? Is it just like you would make it now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would he put in it?
It was pretty much, I don't know the exact recipe, so, because I know they don't come out like they used to do for him. Ours were the best because they don't skip on the meat, the egg, the capers, the olives, egg, and potato little squares.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cute. Uh-huh. You put onions and garlic in there too, right? Mm-hmm. No?
Uh-huh. Only when cooking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. You would make like a sofrito. And the train station was not too far. So William and John used to serve pastelillos at the train station.
Oh, okay. Would you be able to keep them hot, or did you just fry them up and bring them like in a box and sell them or something?
Like what you would call a bateita, which is like a box. Yeah, that would lift it and keep them warm.
Did you bake them or fry them?
Fry them.
You fried them. Okay. And do you remember how much they sold for?
How much what?
How much did people pay for a Pastelillo?
3 cents.
Really? Were they little, like the size of your hand, or were they pretty big?
The size of your hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 cents each? Could you get like 4 for a dime or something? 3 for a dime? 4.
I don't think so.
There were no discounts for multiple purchases?
I don't think so.
And I guess Pastelillos have no dipping sauce. They're just as they are, right? Like a little portable sandwich kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's good. Would your mom ever do any creative variations of Pastelillos?
No? Oh, we cook them sometimes with cheese.
Yeah?
That was the only variation I remember. Made of cheese.
What kind of cheese? Like the queso fresco or something that melted more?
I don't think it was queso fresco.
No.
It may have even been Velveeta, I don't know.
Little cubes of Velveeta in there? Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. And then when did you get, how old were you when you started selling pastelillo, since your brothers had done it before you?
Probably 10 or 11 years old or so.
Mm-hmm. And but how long did you do that?
Not very long. They did it longer than I did.
Yeah.
Used to go to the baseball games and sell them there too.
Yeah.
When there was baseball games in Aguadilla.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So you were in Aguadilla when you were that old? I was thinking you were in Lares for...
No. When? I was not in Lares very long.
So you were born in Lares and then you guys moved to...
I don't know.
Aguadilla?
Because my father was in charge of taking care of the roads and keeping them free of weeds. So I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did go back. William took me to where our house used to be. And it was a house on stilts, almost cement stilts.
Mm.
And it was still there. I think it's gone now.
Is that Lares?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did you do with the money for the pastelillos?
Well, I gave it to my mother and father, and my mother mostly. Yeah, she was in charge of the budget.
Mm-hmm. And how much money could you make in a afternoon of selling pastelillos? A dollar maybe, or 50 cents?
Maybe $4 or $5.
Oh, really? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And she would use that to buy things like food and family stuff and all that?
Yeah.
Huh. Very cool. Of all the things that you used to have growing up from Puerto Rico, is that one of your favorite things?
What's that?
Pastelillos.
Probably.
Yeah. You like them more than pasteles?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so of your favorite pasteles, then, is your favorite thing?
Yeah.
Is your favorite Puerto Rican food?
Yeah, we used to go to the farm and get green bananas from the stalk of the banana tree. While we were there, we would take some leaves on the banana tree,
mm-hmm.
and we also take the outside bark of the banana tree and use it for strings for tying the banana pasteles.
yeah,
so that you yourself to sort of self-contained fruit tree.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Banana leaves for the wrapping, banana skin bark for the tying.
So, would your dad make the pasteles too? Or was that like a mom, your mom thing or sister thing?
My mother made them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother, Flor, made them
mm-hmm.
also.
Hmm.
That's
cool. Was any one of your sisters a better cook than the other, or were they all about the same?
We thought Flor was a better cook.
Flor was?
Well, of course, she was the oldest.
She had more time to perfect. mm-hmm. Did each sister have her own thing that she was good at, or do they all just kind of make the same things all the time?
Well, Mercedes, after a while, had a bit of a... We called them come y vete, eat and go.
Oh, okay. Like come, fast food?
Come y vete.
Because she had a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So she made, like, food that was quick, probably, yeah. right?
Come y vete. No, Denise used to love to come there because she said, oh my God, I was so hungry for a cookie.
And then Milagros, she seemed pretty practical because she was working a lot, right?
Yeah.
She worked as a nurse for a long time. So she seems like she was kind of more of an efficient cook, like she didn't spend a lot of time cooking things for long periods of time.
Well, he doesn't cook as often. She was a good cook, too,
mm-hmm.
but I don't remember cooking too much, as much as the others.
Mm-hmm. And Floor, like, that was her whole thing. Like, she cooked, it seemed like, all the time. Mm. She was always in the kitchen every time I remember seeing her. Right?
Yeah.
Always in the kitchen.
Floor was very good to, mm-hmm. to the rest of the kids, buy gifts for them at Christmas time and so forth.
Mm. That's amazing. Very cool. And gandules and rice, do you like those better than rice and beans? Or do you like, are gandules your favorite with the coconut milk?
Well, I used to go to the farm and pick the gandules and come home and take them out of the pods. Mm-hmm. And then it became sort of a family project. Yeah, we never used to buy the gandules in the market. We just took it to the farm and they had the plants, or the gandules plants.
Mm-hmm.
They are like peat pods mostly. They look like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Until you were, and they're very sweet when they are fresh like that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I didn't realize that sounds good. Sweet,
well,
fresh
we can
peas.
Buy them dry too. Dry mm-hmm. gandules and green gandules.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the gandules were sort of fresh, just like small peas, mm-hmm. petit pois, that are very sweet compared mm-hmm. with the regular peas.
Mm-hmm. So who taught you how to cook? Was it your sisters or your mom?
Oh.
Or did you have to just figure it out as you were got older?
When I was younger, I used to make candy and sell it.
Oh.
I used to make what we used to call cucubanos. Cucubanos were like a little spear made out of candy that I had melted and then put into a little spiral paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would put those on a bottle. On the top of the bottle, and then you would put the syrup, the whole warm syrup there, mm. and then put a stick on it. The, mm. Yeah.
Huh.
I'll sell those for a penny or so.
Yeah. An entrepreneur even back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
That's fun.
But then after a while, I think it was 7th grade, I began to work in a shop where they repair motors.
Hmm.
And that was during the war times, because you couldn't buy motors on account of the blockade.
But and that would have been World War II? Or what would that have been? Yeah,
World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won the part way, and then some of the guys would come and finish the wiring,
mm-hmm.
and the cooking. They put them in the brushing with shellac, and then take into the bread oven in town, and they would fire it up to make it dry up,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it. Mm. And then there were small motors, so that needed almost. And the small motors were used for the jukeboxes. Yeah, that's what they were for.
That's great. Do you know how your mom and dad met?
My mother was very young. I think she was maybe 16, 17.
Carmen was her name, right?
Yeah. And so my father was a fair amount older than she was.
Hmm.
Maybe 30 years. Quite a bit older.
Hmm.
Oh.
So he was like, hello, cute young thing. And what was your dad's name?
Agapito.
Agapito.
You know what that means?
Is it love? Little love?
It's Latin for gift.
Oh. Because agape love is like great love. Or
agape is gift.
Okay.
I understand that some lady had him and put it at the near the near the church where the Father Redentoristas did the work. And from there, he was adopted by the family Redentoristas, which were Catholics, of course. And so he was Catholic for a while. And then apparently one of the kids was dying. And he asked the father to come and see him. And he refused. He said, "Well, kiss my ring." He said, "I will kneel to no man." He said, he told him that he was going to not kneel for him. Yeah.
Was Carmen his first wife? And he was a lot older?
Oh, yeah, he only married once.
Oh, okay. Probably had lots of girlfriends. I'm just kidding.
Could be.
Yeah.
But I don't know those.
So he got married to Carmen, and then she had all of you nine children, seven children.
There were more, but the couple then died.
So the oldest would be, is it Nestor? What's your oldest brother's name?
Victor.
Victor. And he was the pastor and lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And then next oldest was John?
Next one was maybe Flor.
Okay, Flor. How much older were Victor and Flor than you?
Quite a bit older. Victor used to, when I was a baby, Victor used to hold me in his hand and pull me way up. I thought that was funny.
Like 15? Was he 15 years older than you, maybe, or more?
Me?
What, Victor, how much older was he than you?
Oh, he was an adult already.
So like 20?
Like 20-something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then Flor was next?
I think so. Yeah.
And then was it
Milagros,
Uncle?
Probably.
Milagros.
And then John came after that. And William came after that. Mercedes was next to the last two from me. It was Mercedes, then me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember the age difference between you and Mercedes?
Remember what?
The age difference, like how many years older was Mercedes than you?
About 10 years.
10, wow. So were you a whoopsie child, or were you like a surprise?
I don't know, but she was quite a fair amount older than I was.
So you probably all never lived under the same roof.
We always were kind of close.
Yeah.
A little bit. But.
Were you close to all your sisters, or were you closest to Flor or Mercedes? Or?
Probably Flor, mostly.
Yeah.
I think Milagros was different because she was not there most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was working.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercedes was still. In those days, they have what they call tachigrafía, which is when you do those scribbles, and then you're supposed to know what they mean and translate them into letters and words. And that's what they used to use in the court system for writing down all the transcriptions of the cases. They pay good money for that.
And that's what Mercedes did?
No. Mercedes then was the secretary.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think she was very good. Because she got hired, and within a short period of time, she was fired.
I know she had her restaurant for a long time, right? She and her husband had the restaurant for a long time.
Yeah, Ernesto used to have a gas station. In Puerto Rico, towards the outside of the road.
And how old were you when your dad died?
I was in the States. So I must have been
20s?
When my dad died?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, remember. I think I just been there. but he had a stroke and he couldn't move too well. The sister had to take care of him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was kind of tough for them.
Yeah. Did you get to see him before he died?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, it's probably pretty expensive to be able to go home.
Yeah, it was at least well over $100 to get a ticket to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I'm sure plane travel wasn't super efficient like it was now to be able to fly, right?
Yeah.
And then how much later was it that your mom died?
My brother died first. After my father died, she died within 3 months.
Really?
4 months, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah. And my father, my mother had a bit of a stroke. So her face was a little bit paralyzed on one side.
Hmm.
And my father passed away, and within 3-4 months, my mother died.
Hmm. What was your mom like?
She was very passive.
Yeah.
But she was relatively smart. Yeah.
She looks like she was a little woman. Like, she looks very kind of...
Yeah, she was.
Like, of all the sisters, who did she most look like? Flora, maybe?
I don't think so. I don't think she looked like anyone of them.
Hmm.
She came to my graduation in medical school in 1954, and the sisters insisted that she cut her hair. She had very long hair, almost a Lady Godiva. My father was very mad, very unhappy with that.
Aww.
And they cut her hair.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad come to your graduation?
No.
No. Your sisters did. That's neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
She came. I don't know who she came with.
Hmm.
I don't know who she came with.
What was your dad like?
Oh, I think my dad had several sort of faces. Because first he was policeman in the Dominican Republic. Then he worked in the roads, and he worked in the sugar mill, in the bakery of the sugar mill.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he didn't have a job. And then, story says that he used to drink quite a bit. My mother got mad. He would drink most of the profits.
Mm.
And my mother one day got mad and broke all the liquor bottles there were.
Huh. Huh. Alrighty. Is it time to fry some pastelillos?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to fry some?
Yeah. Well, just fry the dough. Don't see how it comes out.
Oh, just to see if it's
very strip.
Don't make a practice pastelillo first?
Huh?
You don't want me to make a practice pastelillo?
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay.
But don't fry them all. See, the dough came out all right or not.
Okay, well, it's the wrappers that Denise got, the already made ones.
What?
It's the wrappers that Denise bought, the ones that are already made.
Oh, you can fry one of those, I guess.
All right, and see how it tastes. Because if it's too thick, I can roll it out and make it thinner. Because I know you like it thin, right?
Well, only because it bubbles more.
Oh, okay. It
makes crunchier.
When it's thinner, it's crunchier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll make a test pastelillo and you can tell me how we did. See if it passes the Puerto Rican litmus test.